With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. President Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin have left Alaska after an extremely productive summit Friday aimed at ending the war in Ukraine. The Kremlin describing the talks as a constructive atmosphere of mutual respect. President Trump then described the summit as extremely productive and said what he plans to do next.
There's no deal until there's a deal. I will call up NATO in a little while. I will call up the various people that I think are appropriate. And I'll, of course, call up President Zelensky and tell him about today's meeting. It's ultimately up to them.
Military analyst Robert McGinnis says there were some encouraging signs from the summit.
The fact that Putin was on the stage with Trump, they didn't take any questions, that they seemed to be relatively comfortable with one another. It would appear as if we're making progress.
Robert McGinnis is a retired U.S. Army lieutenant colonel and a military affairs analyst for the Salem Radio Network. Tropical Storm Erin is intensified as it heads toward the Caribbean.
It's now upgraded to a hurricane, the first of the 2025 season.
National Hurricane Center Director Jamie Rome.
Puerto Rico, Virgin Islands, Northern Leeward Islands, you got to be mindful of the flood risk.
Forecasters say Erin has been gaining strength as it tracks westward over warm Atlantic waters. Tropical storm watches have been issued for parts of the Leeward Islands, including Antigua and St. Martin. Rome says Erin is forecast to take a sharp turn northeast. High waves and dangerous surf are expected to affect the East Coast and especially the Carolinas next week.
And create a huge rip current risk.
I'm Jennifer King.
Officials say flash floods triggered by torrential rains have killed over 280 people in India and Pakistan and left scores of others missing. Rescuers Friday brought to safety some 1,600 people from two mountainous districts in the neighboring countries. This is SRN News. A good news, bad news story about America's religious institutions.
The good news is that the confidence the general public has in the country's churches is on the rise. 36% of Gallup poll respondents say they have a great deal or a fair amount of faith in organized religion, up from 31% just 3 years ago. The bad news is that 36% is awfully low, way down from the nearly 70% of Americans who had confidence in the church back in 1975. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal judge has declined to block an Alabama law that bans diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives in public schools. District Judge David Proctor found that University of Alabama students and professors who filed suit challenging the law did not meet the legal burden required for a preliminary injunction. The court fight over the statute will go forward, but the law will remain in place while it does. The Alabama measure, which took effect last year, is part of a wave of proposals from Republican lawmakers. This is SRN News. Wall Street closed another winning week Friday.
Stocks edged back from their records on Wall Street in a quiet finish to another winning week. The S&P 500 slipped 0.3% Friday from the all-time high it set the day before. The index closed out its fourth winning week in the last five. The Dow Jones Industrial Average inched up 34 points. It's about 0.1%. The Dow is just below the record it set in December. The NASDAQ Composite fell 0.4%. Treasury yields inched higher in the bond market following some mixed readings on the U.S. economy. Seth Seutel, New York.
Shoppers spent a healthy pace in July, particularly at the nation's auto dealerships. Retail sales rose a solid 0.5% last month, and June spending was stronger than expected. That, according to the Commerce Department's report released yesterday, June's retail sales were revised upward to 0.9% from the original 0.6% increase. The pace in July matched economists' estimates. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.